All right, 5 o'clock. Good to have you with us. We are going to make Tiger baseball a priority tomorrow. They are three out. I've got a full presentation for you, and we're going to let them play the Rocks tonight, and then we'll get into it tomorrow because it is it's incredible when you dig into the data because there's just nothing would point towards this. Now, it does help that the Royals and Twins have taken turns just clown-carring the last month, but here we are. So we'll go through it. But what I want to bring up here, guys, I have to ambush you briefly. I had an idea. I had a Lions topic prepared, but I think I can simplify this. And Rico has to just sit for one moment. And I need to talk to David and Kenny and the people for a minute. And then Rico can weigh in.
Am I turning my mic off?
No, it's not serious. Did last night's game give anybody pause? Look, I said Friday, I think the Lions will win the Super Bowl. I stand by it. I believe it in my heart. I think they're going to win this thing, and I think they're really, really good, and I think they're on the ascension. But last night, the 49ers opened their season with no Christian McCaffrey, a guy from Lowe's tile department at running back, and they didn't just beat the Jets. They didn't just beat them badly. They emasculated. 8 straight scoring drives against arguably the league's best defense. They bodied them. Whatever they wanted to do on the ground and in the air, they did. Clown car. Hey, you may not think the Jets are any good. Maybe some of you had them as a borderline Super Bowl team. The one thing we all agree on is it's week one. We don't want to go crazy. It's why I use the term pause. We here locally believe, largely, the Lions are the best team in the NFC, that they will supplant the Niners this year. Did last night's Monday Night Football game give anybody pause? Because I will tell you, I watched the game with some raised eyebrows. I did. You don't just do that to good NFL teams. We sat here and glazed the Lions' donut based on them doing it to the Rams in overtime. One drive. The Niners did it all night long. 8 straight scoring drives and bodied him. 27 carries for $148 for a guy who was hawking pizzas last week. And by the way, Aaron Rodgers didn't even play the whole fourth quarter. That's how bad the game was. They went to the bullpen for Tyrod. So I wanted to know, safe space. No one's sad and mad if you say, hey, gave me a little pause. I admit to you, I was pausing. That was scary last night. No CMC, and the game plan doesn't change, and you blew the Jets off the ball. 248-539-9797. Let's start with our resident engine block wearing nutbag, Kenny. Did it give you pause, Kenny?
So this is what the Niners can do to teams. This wasn't a surprise in terms of, hey, they can be a really scary offense. Now, it's the Jets. You can say that their defense wasn't great, and it wasn't. But did it give me pause? Not really, because I think I knew that the Niners could do that. So I guess my opinion of it hasn't really changed.
Well, let me frame it this way for you. Trent Williams was on a beach last week. He hasn't even practiced. He rolled in and looked like he was in December form. They did not have Christian McCaffrey. Does not exist.
Can I add to that?
I do whatever you want. Privilege.
You're
going
to yell at me now, right?
No, I just
want to add to your argument. No. No Greenlaw. No Hufanga, the safety. Gross Matos wasn't there. First round draft pick got shot. And Ayuk and Trent were, they set out training camp.
And
no Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah. Guy from Tile Isle. And they just, you destroyed the New York Jets, who are a playoff caliber. That game looked distinctly different than the Giants. Excuse me, than the Lions. Please. Kids playing in the neighborhood looks different than the Giants. It gave me a little pause. I just wanted to talk.
I'll say this, Mike, if I'm allowed.
Yes.
It's week one.
I know.
Thank you.
It's week one.
Oh, it's week one. The privileged twins, from you to the guy whose team doesn't score an offensive touchdown but goes on the road and wins against a playoff team. Right, David?
Rieger and Wojo up next. I'm opting out of this conversation.
What is it like?
There is nothing that I can say, no.
David. How can I be considered privileged?
Your team didn't score an offensive touchdown. Your nutcase quarterback, who was ruled out of the game, still dressed up in full uniform for the game. Did you guys read that?
No. Oh, that was the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
I'm just asking. Are we considering the Lions still number one in the NFC, or can we go 1-1A? That made me a little nervous.
I'll say this, and there's three teams. Lions, Niners, Eagles. Those are your three teams. Well,
Packers have to be downgraded because we don't know when Jordan Love's coming back.
So you're probably with Jordan Love's injury, the division should be yours without something horrific happening here in Detroit, which I don't think is going to happen. But it still boils down to those three teams. Now, where you want to rank those three teams, that's your preference. But I think that the NFC representative will come from either Detroit, San Francisco, or Philly.
I think we're going to feel a lot better next week because I do think the Bucs, and again, this is not a shot at the Lions, guys. I shoot you straight. They're coming in here. Their whole secondary's dead. Winfield's hurt. Two corners are hurt. Wrong place to be coming this week with a banged up secondary where you don't have an all-pro safety who's out in Antoine Winfield Jr. and two of their corners dead. Oh, and you're coming here? Let me help you with your preview. Oh, and DJ Reader's healthy? Oh, and the passing game is going to get its timing back? I mean, I love the Lions this week. I want to hear from the masses. Did Monday night football...
Even a 6.5 doesn't scare you away?
Not at all. Okay. Not at all. To the moon. I mean it. I really think the Bucs are in a whole lot of trouble, which you hate to see. 248-539-9797. David, the early returns on the ticket text, or you want to make fun of me more?
I do want to make fun of you more because I'm with Rico. It's week one.
I can't be impressed at what they did to the Jets. They bodied them.
I don't think the Jets are a good team.
That's the thing. While I am one that put them in my playoffs, it's all over the place with the Jets. They could make it. They could be good. They could be horrible.
Horrible?
So we don't... Yes.
David, you know what the Jets are to me? They're the NFL version of Colorado Buffaloes. They get a lot of hype, and I don't know why. I guess it's because of Aaron Rodgers. But when you really look at this, and I like Sauce Gardner... I don't even know why he was out of the game last night.
Oh, just ask Lisa Salters. Oh, wait, she didn't ask out of the halftime. Didn't ask the coach the question.
But it's the Jets, and they did exactly what the Jets do.
You've worked with me for too long now. See, now you're talking like me about the Jets.
Well, because here's the thing, and we just talked about it in the football today. They're being careful with Cousins because of the Achilles. Aaron Rodgers is older. So I don't know how he's going to look all year coming off an Achilles.
Let me say this.
I know what you're about to say, Mike, and
everybody listen, because this is positive. Lions played a better team.
Right.
When you play better teams, the score is a lot closer. So if you're a Lions fan, you shouldn't be that worried because you played the Rams. Okay, and the Rams came in here, and yeah, they were down players, but that was still Stafford, and they came up with a game plan to negate your defense.
Wait a minute, stop the clock. The Rams came into the game down their starting tackles, plural. Lose left tackle backup mid-game. Lose left guard mid-game. And Puka Nacua dies in the second quarter. That is not a better team than the Jets.
That's still a better team than the Jets.
Oh, and by the way, the Jets got to play the Niners without CMC and Bobby Babunga or whatever the hell his name is and Greenlaw. And my first round pick got shot. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Half your team could get shot. You're still amazing.
And a couple defensive linemen.
The point I'm making is it gave me some pause, okay?
Yeah, I'm not going to pause yet.
When you can line up in garbage can, allegedly one of the best defenses in the league, 8 straight scoring drives in week one, while we were over here sweating our balls off, worried,
Can we get a little respect on Ricky Pearsall's name? He got shot.
And he's going to be fine, and it was terrible. I'm making the point.
I know.
Tongue in cheek. Yeah, like, I got half that. Your team could disappear and go on the TV show Survivor. It doesn't matter.
It was still a better team, plus Stafford. Look, Mike, there was a revenge factor, whether he wants to admit it or not. He went out and played a lot harder because he wanted to beat Detroit in Detroit because they put him out of the playoffs.
248-539-9797. Did Monday Night Football give us any pause on the Fansville hype train that is the Lions? And if your answer is no, I'm not mad at you. But I'm not going to lie to my audience and tell you that it didn't give me pause watching it where I went, oh, dear God, they're doing this again. No. All of the noise, all the distraction, nobody at training camp. Trent Williams played the game in a bathing suit last night. Looked like Orlando Pace. Like, CMC's dead. I don't even know who Jordan Mason is. Oh, 27 for 148. Hey, look.
And a touchdown.
Debo's in the... You shut your mouth. Stand. 248-539-9797. I wanted to ask the question. Tiger Talk's going to be tomorrow. Today, we settle all accounts with football. David, we'll go ticket text. We'll get callers next. 97-1.